Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Wow, folks, welcome back in to Nothing But Bets. The return is here. I am back. I am Evan Seidery, the National NBA reporter for BasketballNews.com. Yes, folks, we are back. Nothing But Bets is here for the finals. A little bit of a downtime there, I know. We went away for a little bit, but when there's only one game, there's not much you can talk about. So we are back, though. We do appreciate our new sponsors of today's show. We're going to be diving into those here in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, a lot has happened since I've been on the show. A lot of playoff action, obviously. A lot of future action in the betting world. A lot of draft content coming as well. But in the meantime, we're going to be focusing all of today's show on Game 3 of the NBA Finals, tied up 1-1 between the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics. The Celtics are favorites tonight at home in Boston. They're 3.5-point favorites. The over-under is 213. In the meantime, though, let's go ahead and go over our sponsors of today's show. And we really do appreciate our new sponsors of Nothing But Bets and BasketballNews.com. They do so much great work within the NBA. It is NBA Top Shot, NBA Experiences. We wanted to let you know about NBA Top Shot. Steph Curry's record-breaking three-pointer, Jason Tatum's buzzer-beating alley-oop, Ja Morant's poster dunk. NBA Top Shot is where the greatest moments from NBA history are turned into officially licensed digital collectibles. NBA Top Shot has evolved trading cards by making it easier to buy, sell, and collect by removing all the hassle of grading shoeboxes and shipping fees. You can buy or sell moments in a few clicks and access them at any time on your phone or computer. Your collection is always at your fingertips. Start collecting Top Shot moments in any way you want. Collect rookie moments from future stars like Evan Mobley and Cade Cunningham. Collect throwback moments from former NBA stars like Shaq and Allen Iverson. Or collect moments from your favorite team and gain access to exclusive perks. Grab your starter pack today and Top Shot will give you $20 back to start your collection and pick up some of your favorite moments in the marketplace. Go to about.nbatopshot.com/bballnews and get in the game today. Again, that is about.nbatopshot.com/bballnews to get into the action today with NBA Top Shots. We appreciate, again, NBA Top Shot for sponsoring this show. So let's go ahead and get in on that. So let's go ahead now and dive back in to the NBA Finals. We're going over our picks against the spread for tonight for Game 3 between the Celtics and the Warriors. In the meantime, let's go ahead and dive into our player props as well. First, let's go over our player props. We're going to do our player props first, then we'll take a quick ad read break, and then we'll go back into our picks against the spread and our over-under prediction. But let's go over our player props here for Game 3 between the Celtics and the Warriors. I expect a very close game tonight. This finals here has been awesome so far. I do expect a spread cover, though. I don't think it's going to be an underdog situation. I think the underdog either wins on the money line or it's a spread cover by the Celtics. But the player props here, the one that I like the most that's instantly standing out to me is a Jason Tatum bounce back game at home. I am going to go Jason Tatum over 27.5 points. I think we see a big game from Jason Tatum tonight to help propel the Celtics and make this a very competitive close game throughout. So I'm going to go with a big Tatum bounce back tonight, take Jason Tatum over 27.5 points for our first player prop. Again, we're doing 4-2 for each side. That's how we've done it all season long here on Nothing But Bets. But let's go ahead and lock in Jason Tatum over 27.5 points. Another one I really like here on the board as well is going over the three-pointers. I'm taking Stephen Curry to hit at least 5 threes. Tonight we're going to take an over on 4.5 made threes for Stephen Curry. I expect the stars to come out and play tonight. Big games from Tatum, big games from Stephen Curry. So let's go ahead and take Stephen Curry over 4.5 made threes. Now let's go back over on the board here. Another one I really like on the board when canvassing through is Draymond Green over on his assist total. Draymond Green, his over-under is actually at plus money right now, plus 114 if you want to grab it on FanDuel. But Draymond Green, his over-under is at 6.5 assists. I do like the over to hit there. Draymond Green, when he's going, this Warriors offense is seemingly unstoppable. This all the movement all around the perimeter, Draymond Green setting it all for guys like Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry, Jordan Poole, and others. I think we see Draymond Green have a big game in the facilitation department. So let's go ahead and add Draymond Green over 6.5 assists at plus money value at plus 114. Now, finally, let's go back over here to another prop I like on the board, and it's going to be for rebounds. I'm going to lock in Marcus Smart over 3.5 rebounds. I feel like Marcus Smart, with how tenacious he is defensively, how much of a pit bull he is on that end of the court, very much a pure offensive player. I'll give Marcus Smart credit from where he was a couple years ago. He is a key foundational piece on both sides of the court for the Boston Celtics. He's the heart and soul of that team. I like him to get scrappy tonight on the boards. I'm going to take Marcus Smart over 3.5 rebounds. So that is going to be our player props for this. And let's go over our four player props one more time for you. And it looks like here, as I was talking, Jason Tatum went, it bumped up a full point since I last spoke for his over-under. So we're going to keep it as is. I'm glad I locked that in because that was a couple minutes ago. Now it's boosted up once more. But Jason Tatum is at 27.5 points. We locked it in at. Now it's at 28.5 on FanDuel. So Jason Tatum over 27.5 points. Draymond Green over 6.5 assists. Stephen Curry over 4.5 made threes. And Marcus Smart over 3.5 rebounds. So those will be our player props for each game here. I love both those for value. I think we see Curry and Tatum have big games offensively. I think Draymond Green is going to lock in on the facilitation department, and Marcus Smart. Both those guys are such key energy role players to both sides for the Celtics and the Warriors. I always see big games for all four of those guys. Smart, Tatum for Boston. Add in as well Draymond Green and Stephen Curry. So I love both those, all four of those props to hit there. So let's now go ahead and go over to our prediction for tonight's game, for game three between the Celtics and the Warriors at the TD Garden in Boston. In the meantime, I want to go over our other sponsor of today's show from the Bets. We appreciate the sponsor as always. It's going to be NBA Experiences. If you have not heard of NBA Experiences, go ahead and do so. They have so much great stuff, and they have a great deal with us here at basketballnews.com. The NBA draft is fast approaching, and you've got the chance to experience like never before with NBA Experiences. Get access to premium in-arena hospitality at the Barclays Center, a draft stage photo op, meet and greets with NBA legend Dominique Wilkins and five-time NBA champion Ron Harper, and much more with an official experience and ticket package. Just head over to nbaexperiences.com/bballnews to lock in your draft experience. Again, go over to nbaexperiences.com/bballnews to lock in your draft experience featuring Dominique Wilkins, Ron Harper, a photo op, access and hospitality at the Barclays Center for the draft, and so much more. That NBA draft experience is a must-have. Again, go to nbaexperiences.com/bballnews right now to take advantage of this golden opportunity for that deal. Now let's go ahead and lock in our picks and our over-under projection for Warriors versus Celtics Game 3 tonight. For me, I've been waffling back and forth in this one, to be quite honest, because I feel like the Warriors found some offensively in Game 2 at the end of that when they surged late in that third and fourth quarter against Boston. I feel like that was a huge moment for this series. I can't shake that. I honestly can't shake that. I feel like there's a real chance Boston could come out tonight guns blazing and make this a 2-1 series lead in favor of them. But I feel like this series is at least going to go 6 or 7 games, and I feel like Golden State's going to counter here and win this game and continue their momentum from what we saw in Game 2. I think they figured something out with Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson. If Klay gets going, I think it's going to be an easy win for the Warriors tonight. So I think we're going to see Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, the splash trio, so to say now, of the Warriors' new modern age. I think all three of those guys have big games tonight. I'm going to go with the Warriors here to cover the spread at least at plus 3.5. So let's take Warriors plus 3.5. But if you want to sprinkle in the money line there at plus 128 on FanDuel, I would not blame you at all there. I think it's really good value to have there. So I'm going to go ahead and take Golden State on the over here. Let's take Golden State plus 3.5. And like I mentioned there, the over, I'm going to take as well for this one. I'm going to take Golden State on the over, which is currently at 213.5. I think we see a very fast-paced, high-scoring game tonight. I think there are going to be some possessions here and there where it gets mucked up a little bit. That's finals, postseason basketball for you. But like I mentioned, I think we see Stephen Curry and Jason Tatum have big games tonight for both sides. I think both will carry their offenses to at least average or above average performances. So I'm going to lock in the over here of 213.5, and I am going to take the Warriors on the spread at plus 3.5 as the underdog to cover the spread. What's interesting, though, in this postseason stretch so far in the NBA, when a team that's been an underdog has at least covered the spread, they usually have one on the outline, money line, more often than not. So I'm actually going to sprinkle in the Warriors money line here. I'm going to go Warriors money line tonight and the over. A big game from Stephen Curry. I think Draymond Green makes a difference to both ends of the court as well. And we see Jordan Poole and Klay Thompson step in the offensive end as well. Andrew Wiggins has been a huge role player as well for them. So I'm going to take the Warriors on the money line here. If you feel more comfortable doing the point spread, go ahead and do so at +3.5. I'm going to take the Warriors money line and the over of 213.5. So that is it for our episode here on Nothing But Bets. Appreciate everyone listening. And as always, to the podcast, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Make sure you follow me on Twitter as well, at eSidery, at eSidery. Make sure you read basketballnews.com every single day and subscribe to the basketballnews.com podcast network. We have so much great written and audio content every single day for you guys, so make sure you're checking it out. But in the meantime, make sure you lock in your bets for a great Finals Game 3 tonight in Boston, and happy betting to you.